John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
A lesson in radio for everyone today, how to make the comic really feel comfortable.
Wow, you went Speedy Gonzalez on me. That's awesome. That is, you know what's sad is that there's nothing newer that's as offensive as that, which bothers me that we got to go that far back. Like, hey, somebody, can somebody come up with something offensive to my people, please? Like, I think the most offensive thing to Latinos right now would be anything that Trump says regarding immigration. Like, that's maybe what you should have right there. It'd be totally offensive.
I can play The Wall by Pink Floyd if you want.
Ooh, that would be perfect.
Carlos Mencia is appearing tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday at Punchline Philly. There's one show tonight, two tomorrow at 7:30 and 10. Same for Saturday, 7:30 and 10. Do you realize you have been on the air with us
over
a dozen times?
Over a decade.
Right. And this is the first time you're physically in the studio.
This is the first time you've actually gotten me out. And I said, all right, let's go check it out.
Well, because most times when we would speak to you, you were promoting a show somewhere else. In Atlantic City.
Yeah, Atlantic City.
So you're not coming through
here. Or somewhere else. Right, so this is like the first thing. Yeah, you know what? I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't performed in Philly for over a decade, actually in Philly for a weekend. And I love doing those shows. Because you get to feel people. You get to, you get to see what it's like. You get to interact. You get to, you know, like as an example, I've been here more than once. So on my Facebook page, I normally ask, like, where's a good place to get a taco? And here, everybody was like, you got to ask where's the best place to get a cheesesteak. Like, really? Like, what I really want to know, if you go to my Facebook page and vote, is where's the best place to get crab fries? Because it's the only place in the world where you get those things.
Nowhere else
can you get crab fries.
It's probably the only one place to get them.
Is there just one place?
It's one establishment that has multiple places throughout the city.
It's Chickie and Pete's.
So then we're going to go to Chickie and Pete's.
Okay. There you go.
But then there's always hole in the walls. That's why I discovered it. Chickie and Pete's is horrible. That's where everybody goes. You gotta go to Grandma Nana's. And then you end up at Grandma Nana's, you know, with a woman who's scratching her underarm and putting herself on your fries. And you don't know whether that's the secret ingredient, you know what I mean? Like, that's the best. Like, I'll take you to a Mexican restaurant where there's a roach, but you will leave going, the food was ridiculous. What about the roach? You gotta ignore the roach. And look at the roach like it's Mexican background music going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's really not there. So you go with the flow. No, but I'm really looking forward to the weekend.
Well, now, speaking of the flow, there is a lot of water happening here in town this weekend.
Yes.
Right? And you're from California.
Yes.
Right? And when it rains out in California, you people go nuts. You don't even know what the hell to do.
Okay. So this is real. Right. Last week I was performing and it rained the night of a show. I was in Brea, California.
Okay.
And it just sprinkle rained, not torrential rain, sprinkle rain, like this morning kind of stuff. 49 people didn't show up for each show. Sold out show, by the way. Sold out show. 49 people. That's Los Angeles. Oh my God, it's raining. What are we going to do? And there's 8,000 accidents. Two raindrops hit the five, and it's like hydroplane. How do you hydroplane on two drops? But that's all of America. It's catching up. Like, we're spoiled, right? Because we get great weather all the time. But America as a whole is beginning to become a very complainy, whiny society. It's always like, I was in New York last night, and I had never heard New Yorkers complain about rain. And last night, that's all they were doing. Oh my God, the weather is so bad. It's bad before. I'm like, oh my God, this has never been you guys. What is going on? Everybody's becoming a complainer because we listen to them. Like, now when kids complain, we pay attention to them. When I was a kid, they'd be like, leave him alone. He's going to be fine. You know, Dad, his finger's on the floor. He's going to pick it up. It's fine. You know?
Speaking of dads and fingers.
Yes. Right. My father is missing a finger.
Right? Yeah. Well, I was going to say, your dad's missing a thumb, isn't
My
he?
Father is missing his right thumb. Yeah. He got it cut off in an industrial accident at 3:48 p.m. on a Thursday. 6:30 a.m. the next morning, that man was back at work. I love him and I hate him. I hate him. Do you know what it's like, guys, to have a dad that you cannot say anything negative? I cannot complain about anything. Like, anything. I remember one time I called him up and I said, Dad, I literally lost my voice, right? So I go, Dad, I can't talk. I lost my voice. And he sent me a picture of his hand without a thumb. like, there was no caption. Like, it was just a hand without a thumb. In my head, I could hear my father going, oh, really? Well, I don't have a thumb. You don't have a voice? I don't have a thumb, you know? It's horrible to be him. But my dad, through him, I learned, like, a lot of things that I stumble on things. Like, okay, like, I didn't realize how much money America spends on saving idiots from themselves. Until, here's what happened. My father lives here, but he goes to Honduras. So he's in Honduras. He wasn't paying attention. His Tacoma went off the road, flipped it three times.
Whoa.
My father's 84. He got thrown from the car.
Wow.
He didn't die. He didn't even have a scratch on him.
All right.
I think he died and God said, nah, you're going to torture your son longer, and brought him back to life. But I called my dad up and I go, hey, what happened, Dad? And he goes, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I go, no, I know that. But why? Oh, because I forgot that I wasn't in America. And over here, you know, they don't have the route to save you. So, you know, I crashed. And I said, I didn't understand what you said. He goes, in Honduras, they don't have the route, you know, the route on the road to save you. And then I realized he was trying to say that in America, we spend billions of dollars putting little grooves on the edge of the roads so that when you're not paying attention, it makes that sound. So that's the roo. And then I realized, like, every roo is one family of that we saved. Like, there it is. That's why we're becoming dumber, because we're saving the idiots. Right? And for anybody young listening, there was a time when there was no roo. You remember this time.
Yes.
You had to focus on your driving.
Exactly.
So we put the roo on the right. There was a time when it was only on the right. And then started drifting into the left side. So now Stevie Wonder could drive from here to New York. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but Stevie Wonder could literally drive from here to New York with Jose Feliciano guiding him.
Now, are you a dad yourself?
I am a dad of two. I have two boys. I have an 11-month-old and an 11-year-old.
Wow.
I was home free. I had a 10-month-old, and I was like 8 years, and I'm back. We're going to be doing drugs again. This is going to happen. And then we ended up in Miami, and she didn't tell me she wasn't on the pill. And I'm a Latino, so I guess we're fertile. So now I got an 11-month-old, and I look at him and it's beautiful, but I'm like, oh, that's another. I added 18 years to my sentence. The only cool thing is that when my son, like, I'm old school, so I'm going to make my son take care of his brother.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to hire a babysitter.
No, you got one living in the house.
Exactly.
For free.
For free, exactly. So right now I'm already telling him, like, hey, everything I give you is extra. So just so you know, your iPad is extra. I got you the new iPad. That's extra. So, you know, when it comes back, he's going to. I already set it up mentally. See, that's what my mom did.
Uh-huh.
Right? My mother had 18 kids, right? I'm the 17th born of 18 kids.
That's insane.
Wow. This is my father's favorite joke to tell people. His mother had 18 kids. His mother never had periods. She just had people. favorite joke. I'm like, dude, you didn't even write that. So I have all these brothers and sisters, and for me it's the opposite.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not gonna go that route. I'm not gonna go my parents' route.
Now, what about the rest of your brothers and sisters? Are they minimizing all?
78 nephews and nieces.
Oh my God.
I have one brother, I'm not kidding you, that according to him, he has 8 different kids from 9 different women. I don't even know how that's possible. Wow. Exactly.
Right.
So, I have, you know, but they're cool. I mean, you know, like, it's their family. But what my mom would do was, here's how she would set us up. When I was a kid, I would say, listen, Mom, if there's any extra food, it was really good today. There's a lot of people in the family. If there's any extra, I just want dibs on the extra. And she would bring me a plate of food and look at me and hover in this really creepy way. And then I'd look up and she'd go, just remember, today I didn't eat for you. Ouch! Ouch! You know what I mean? And then I didn't want to eat it. But she would, oh, you're going to eat. You ask for it, you eat it. So now, whenever she asks for anything, you know, I have to give it to her.
All right. Right. Yeah,
you know, there's a guilt associated with it now.
Right, but did you stand over and say, no, I don't have an iPad now that you have an iPad?
Well, I wish I could, but like now she has taste. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, she had no taste. When I was a kid, I want toys. You'll get the army man and here's some firecrackers like that. Like she knew how to do it. All of a sudden now she knows what a Louis Vuitton bag is. I'm like, really? Who are you? This was the lady that used to take me to Tijuana, Mexico to buy me shoes. All of a sudden now she's like, I don't know. This isn't the Louis Vuitton. Like, really? That's what I got to get you for Mother's Day now. The fact that you're in America in a nice house that has five bedrooms and you sleep in one, that's a, you know what I mean? Is that good enough for you, Mom? I'm just saying, maybe I could put my bag in the extra room. I'm just like, her and my dad are just like, I love them. You know, they're cool. They worked really hard for us, but you know, but we were their workers. Right. Like by the time I was 12, I was milking cows in Honduras. Yeah, 12 years old. Me and my brothers were milking 500 head of cattle.
So your parents didn't want a lot of kids. They needed farmhands.
Yes.
Okay.
And then when we came to America, we became lottery tickets. So in America, right, in Honduras, it was, they work. We work together as a family. Uh-huh. Once we came to America, it was like, one of you is going to make money. You know what I mean? And so when I first started doing stand-up, they literally had an intervention for me. Because I was a smart kid. I was getting a degree in engineering. Everybody in my family was like, this is it. This is the first one.
Right.
And then I tell my mom and dad, like, I'm going to be a comedian. And they freaked out. Thank God my dad's somewhat of an alcoholic. So when they had the intervention, by the time it got to him, he was wasted. And I looked at him and I go, what do you think, Dad? Hey, if he wants to be a clown, let him juggle. And that was it. That was it. But then this was in 1989. In 1991, I won the International Star Search. Like, right. And then everything changed.
Yeah, right.
Then my mother, you know, a toast. When he was born, there was a star in the sky. I'm like, oh my God, you liar. You had an intervention for me. You told me to stop doing it. Oh. Even my father was like, but I told you to juggle. I told you to juggle. Because I can't juggle. Because I don't have a thumb. I can't juggle. You know.
Carlos Mencia is appearing tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday at Punchline Philly. I have a pair of tickets. Actually, I got two pair of tickets right now for tomorrow night's 10 o'clock show. So why don't you give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Carlos, it is great to finally see you in this room, and thank you so much.
It is finally to see the bro stash in person.
And before you go.
Yes.